Reprint 8, Zion's Watchtower, July 1879. What is truth? This question is one which every sincere Christian should ask and seek to answer. We should learn to love and value truth for its own sake, to respect and honor it by owning and acknowledging it wherever we find it and by whomsoever presented. A truth presented by Satan himself is just as true as a truth stated by God. Perhaps no class of people are more apt to overlook this fact than the Christian. How often do they in controversy overlook and ignore truth presented by their opponents? This is particularly the case when arguing with an infidel. They feel at perfect liberty to dispute everything he says on religious subjects. This is not the correct principle. Many infidels are honest, as anxious to speak and believe the truth as are Christians. And if, in converse with them, we ignore truths which they may advance, we not only fail to convince them of our truths, but put an end to all hope of reaching them, for our failure to admit the evident truth which they advance begets in them contempt for the one who is not honest enough to admit one truth because he does not see how it can be reconciled to another. Accept truth wherever you find it, no matter what it contradicts, and rely for ability to afterwards harmonize it with others upon the Spirit of truth, which shall guide you into all truth, as Jesus promised. Truth, like a modest little flower in the wilderness of life, is surrounded and almost choked by the luxuriant growth of the weeds of error. If you would find it, you must be ever on the lookout. If you would see its beauty, you must brush aside the weeds of error and the brambles of bigotry. If you would possess it, you must stoop to get it. Be not content with one flower of truth. Had one been sufficient, there would have been no more. Gather ever, seek for more. Weave them together as a garland. Bind them on thee as a bride doeth. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3, written by C.T.R. That was Reprint 8, What is Truth?